Before I go into the title, as you know, I always have a story, a personal thing. I've been at my company for 20 years. And so, being that time frame, around by the 10th or 11th year, I started to get kind of weary. I need a change. And I feel like they need a change, or tired of doing the same thing every day. So we have opportunities to advance within the company, you know. And I say, well, I'm tired of being in this big warehouse. I desire to go to the dairy. The dairy by the diamond is a smaller warehouse. So I would like, oh, well, it's $3 more. So I'm like, cool, you know, closer to home. Great location, hey. So I get to the dairy, and I didn't know that they were such a close-knit family. It's a smaller warehouse than the warehouse I'm originally from. So I did my job quite well, and I tried to make small talk with people, trying to fit in, you know? And in fact, I was not only doing my job. After I do my job, I'll go take the forklift, get some milk, put it down, and these women sort it out. So I gotten so good that when I was off, I didn't want to just sit on the lift looking at them, so I was like, I'm gonna help them. So I'm thinking, as you know, they say, killing it. I'm thinking I'm doing great. Two weeks in, I get a call to the office. And the guy say, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Martin, we no longer need you. I was like, I'm doing great. I'm saying, yes, you are, but you just don't fit into air, to what we got going on. But you do have an opportunity to go back. I was like, go back with my head down, but I still have a job. And I lost the money that I now been getting paid. So, long story short, 2 weeks later, my company, SuperValue, sold the dairy to Dean's Foods. And Dean's Foods bought the dairy and the people in the dairy. And guess what? They dropped everyone's pay by $5. And when I heard the news, I was like, even though back then I won't really focus on him, he gave me grace. He, you know, and then, you know, there's more, right? But I'm sure we've all been places where we know we shouldn't be. But in all the dark spots, because I can remember when I first learned to drive and driving out, I was in some dangerous areas, positions. But we all have. But it's by grace that allows us to talk about it. Okay, we just gonna get started. Okay, turn to if. Okay, the title is Walking in Grace. Okay, everyone have it. Before I start, this is Paul writing a letter to the Ephesians. Okay, because, you know, want to make sure now. Heaven predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to good pleasure of his will. To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. And when we go back to the fifth you notice the pleasure of his will. To whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. His will showed up again. His will. Okay. According to his will, according to good pleasure, with to have purpose in himself. I'm going to stop here for a minute. So, Paul is sharing what God told him. And with that, he felt need to just talk and to kind of explain that if you follow, you come in the family, you come in the fold of the inheritance. Amen. As we follow along. I think I'm going to skip and just skip 10th, and we're going to the 11th. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. A lot of things that we often go through is on our own. You know the changes we go through life. Doing things, sometimes when we do things on our own, we make a bigger mess than what needs to be made. Okay. Go to 2 Timothy first chapter, ninth verse. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Wait a minute. Whoa. He hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Not going to give me this now. But okay, turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace is bestowed upon me. Was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is in me. It's sounding like Paul is tooting his own horn. But it's not about that. He realized his position. He realized who he is. See, when you know who you are, can't no one tell you who you are. If I know my name's Antoine, can't nobody tell me my name's Sam. When we dig deeper in knowing Christ and knowing the everything that falls under his will, we begin to know our roots. We begin to know where we are and who we are. Okay, I'm going to stop here for a minute. Is that all right? Yeah. What I've found out, you can tell a person's walk by what's inside them. See, Paul always had a bad outlook on himself, but as he dug deeper, he began to know who he is. So when people were drawn to him because he knew who he was, he began to share what changed him. What I'm trying to say is, when we begin come digging deeper, digging into the promises, because you know God's word never comes up short, never comes up void. The only people that come up short is us when we don't follow. You know, as a kid, I often, whenever I got a toy or just a complicated thing. I always tried to figure it out on my own. I never looked at the instruction manual. And then when I found out things ain't working the way it should work, I had to go back to it. The word is our instruction manuals. And I'm saying that is, I'm still trying to figure things out on my own. And then when something comes up, I need to resort back. We fall under grace, not only because of what we did. We fall under grace. It's a bigger picture. It's not about us. It's about who we contact, who's around, who we come in contact with on a daily basis. His grace set you free. Amen. But his grace, the ultimate goal is to see if you share him, to see if what you've learned, how you could change some other people's life. Sometimes I wonder, man, I'm still on this job and things ain't going right, and you know, people just stabbing you in the back. No, it's not always about us. We can always use that. Out of 200 people on your job, 5 of them you probably touched by doing that was his will. You know, and a lot of times when we're walking in the inheritance, people are drawn to you. So it's not always you going to them. I found on my job, some people are coming to me. Not always, just when I know I'm walking with purpose. See, Paul's intent was to give the people hope, to give the people purpose. Amen. Introducing who he is. Hey man, this is yours. Everything that falls under here is yours. You're included. And basically, when you begin to dig deeper and know the word, you begin to walk in it. And see, when you walk, you're walking in grace, you're walking in purpose. So we need to carry that purpose wherever we go. Not from just the mailbox and back. We have to always be on point. Because once we become saved, we have a purpose. Amen. Some people can be drawn to you before you even leave your neighborhood. So what I'm saying to say this, if you found people not falling out of the woodwork, it's something we're not doing. Because I notice how charisma can only take you but so far. You know? I notice in this walk, I know when I'm off. That's a part of knowing your inheritance, knowing where you belong. When you know where you belong, you know when something's not right. You know when there's an odor. So you have to immediately correct it. And, you know, you remember this old song, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Ain't nobody say this walk would be easy. Ain't nobody say that. But it needs to be done. Walking in grace, walking in, when you walk in grace, you're walking into the promises. Yeah, and when you feel you're not in the right direction, pick up the owner's manual. And we guide you in listening, not only listening, hearing. You know, like air phone navigation systems, when you make a wrong turn, you know it because it lets you know. Walking in the way. And that would be all said.